We begin the current daf, Maseches Brachos, daf Yudalet. We begin 8 lines from the top. The Gemara continues the theme of the previous daf, which was discussing being mafsik, interrupting in the middle of tefillah. So now the Gemara continues on the related hefsik. Ba'imine achi, tana de Reb Chiya, who was a tana in the Beis Medrash of Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya, he asked the shayla from Reb Chiya. This was the Beis Medrash that he was in. And he asked him the following question. What is the halacha regarding being mafsik, not by tefillah as we were talking about till now, but rather by halal and by megillah? And that is a chayv on every single person, 21 days out of the year, as it's brought down the Gemara Erchin, to say halal. So the question is, by halal and megillah, what's the halacha, can you be mafsik? So the question is as follows. Do we say that it's a kalvachayma, that the previous sugi we were talking about, we said that by kriyishma, which is a mitzvah deraisa, that you're allowed to interrupt at different times for different type of people, between the parakim, in the parak, for people that had, you have a chiv to fear or to honor. So we say that there, where there's a chiv deraisa, you're allowed to interrupt, for sure, by halal, which is only a derabanan, for sure you could be mafsik. Oy dilma, maybe not. Parsumi nisa odif, maybe publicizing miracles is greater than because of halal and megillah, which are to commemorate the different nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So that's what's called as parsumi nisa. Maybe that's greater. And there, even though it's drabban, you can't be mafsik in between. Amalei paisik v'em b'kachlum, says Rebbe told him you could interrupt, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's the same thing like kriyishma. So Gemara continues, Amar Rabba. Yamim shayochid goyim ben sahal. So Rabbi said that the days that an individual finishes halal, as you mentioned, that's only 21 days out of the year. So then bein perik leperik paisik. Then between the chapters you could interrupt. Beemtza perik and the paisik in the chapter itself, when you're saying, for example, betezis or mitzrayim in middle, there you cannot interrupt. However, he says v'yamim she'ein hayochid goyim ben sahal. The days when the individual does not finish the whole halal, which is commonly called as chatzi halal, we skip out 2 different parakim in between. So then afila be'emtza perik paisik. On those days when we say halal, for example, Rish Chodesh is one of those types of days, then even in the middle of the parak, in the middle of a chapter, you could interrupt. And that's his qualifying the statement that he said, that when you could interrupt and when you can't, is different between if it's the days when you're goyim ben sahal and the days when you're not goyim, when you don't say the complete hal. So the Gemara asks, Ini, is that so? V'rav bar shavo iklu l'gabed ravinam. He went to Ravina, and v'yomim she'in ha'yochid goyim ben sahal el hav. It was during those days, for example, Rish Chodesh, when the individual does not say the whole hal. But like possibly, and he didn't interrupt for him. You just said, you qualified, Rabbi, that said that when it's in hayochid goyim ben sahal, when you say only chatzal, then you could interrupt even in the middle of a chapter. Here we have a story that he didn't interrupt for him. So the Gemara answers, Shani Rav Bar Shavo Delechosh V'Leid Ravina. It's not so. A person can interrupt even in the middle of the parak when they say chatzal hal. But it's only for certain type of individuals, as we learned in our Mishnah, Mipnei HaKovet, Mipnei HaYira, and Ravina did not hold Rav Bar Shavo in such an esteem that it would be a chiv of Mipnei HaKovet, and that's why he didn't interrupt. But if it would have been someone that he had a chiv of kavod, then he would have interrupted even in the middle of the parak, because it was a day that ein hayochid goyim behen zahal. Now Gemara continues about another such story where a Talmud asked his Rebbe a certain question in the Beis Medrash. Same terminology, that he was a student in the yeshiva Rebbe Bami, and he asked Rebbe Bami the following question. Hashor betanus mahu shayitim. If someone is fasting, what is the halacha? Could he just taste the dish that he's making? He's making for after the fast and wants to just see how it tastes. What's the halacha? So he said as follows. Achilu ishtiya kabbalalev holekam. A person, when he's makabal on himself a tainus, he's makabal not to eat or not to drink. And here he didn't eat or drink, he's just tasting. Or maybe that it's not just the aspect of eating and drinking, but rather it's the enjoyment of the taste that a person gets from food and drink, and that you get even when you're tasting, even when you're not actually swallowing. So his Rebbe answered, there is no problem, you could taste, there's no isser, it's just a problem of eating and drinking, and here you're just tasting and you're spitting it out, therefore there's no isser. Tani na mahachi, we learned similarly in the Braisa, in a related topic, mat emes ain't a tuna bracha. If someone just tastes something, he doesn't need a bracha. Again, the same idea, because you're just tasting, you're not actually ingesting it. V'hashar b'tainis, and similarly, someone that's in a tainis, he's fasting, toyim emekaklum, you could taste, and there's nothing wrong. However, the Gemara asks, ad kama, how much can you taste? And if for it to still be mutter, so Rabbi v'rabasi, tomi ad shir ribiyasa. They would taste up till a ribiyas of a lug, and up to that, there was no problem, you don't need a bracha, and you don't need to have, and there's no problem about on the fast about tasting. So that's what we see from our sugya, is that if someone tastes without swallowing up until a revias, there is no hanah, and therefore again, it's mutter even on the tainus, and you wouldn't need a bracha. Taisus does mention from the Rach that it's talking about, obviously, that you went and you spit it out, and therefore that's not considered hanah from the tasting. But to swallow it, even on other fasts, it wouldn't be mutter. And that's why he said also that someone that spits it out doesn't need a bracha. Again, the same idea, because you're not really be considered that you're having hanah. Now the Gemara continues about this theme about that we said about interrupting in the middle of tefillah. If someone asks you how you're doing about interrupting, so now the Gemara talks about that topic bechlal regarding davening, and then specifically before davening. Amarav kol anisin shalom l'chaveiro kodem shispal ki ilo asoy bama. Rav said whoever gives says hello to his friend before he davens as if he made him into an altar, and that is as it says in the pasuk shenemar chidlu lachem. Min ha'adam asher neshama ba'apay. Desist yourselves from man who has breath in his nostrils. Ki ba'meh nechshavu, because with what is he worthy? And the drash of the Gemara is, al tikri ba'meh el ba'ma. Don't read it the word ba'meh, but that with what. Rather, read it ba'ma, that he's if you should be involved in the kavod hamakim, the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't be involved in the kavod of a person, because if not, who is this person that you're stopping and you're going ahead and being involved with him? So that's what Rav said, that you're making him into an altar. It's a bad thing. You should be going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're going ahead and seeing how he's doing. So Shmuel says, he doesn't make the drush of Bameh into Bama, rather Pasha Pshat, as it is, that Bameh Chashavtu Ilazeh V'loy Leleka, that what are you considering this person, that you go ahead and you preface his honor before the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should go straight to Hashem. So either it's Bameh, literally, with what are you honoring him and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bama, that you're making this person into an altar, that so to speak you're sacrificing to him first before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara asks, on Rav's Pshat, that as if you make him into a Bama, that you're not allowed to go ahead and ask the person how he's doing before you daven. Masav Rav Sheshes, we learned in the Mishnah, Beprokim Shoyel Bnei HaKavod U'Meshiv, that between the chapters of the Birchas Kriyishma, you could inquire about someone that you have a chiv to honor, and you could also respond, and that is, we said that by Kriyishma comes before Tefillah, and still we said that you could inquire about how someone's doing. So how can you say that you're not allowed to inquire how someone's doing before davening? So the Gemara qualifies a statement that says it would depend on how you meet this person. Tigma Rebaba b'mashkim lepischa. Rebaba interprets that this halach of Rav and Shmuel that they say that it's forbidden to inquire by someone how he's doing before davening is only if you go and you rise early to go to his door. And that is, but if you meet him on the road, so that would be mutter, then you would be able to inquire. If you're just bumping in, you're running to shul, or and you see somebody say, oh, how you doing? That is mutter. It's only a problem if you go specifically to go knock on his door and see how he's doing. That would be us, because why going to him before Hashem? And Tosfos said that this is the halacha, and therefore if you just bump into someone in the street, it would be mutter to ask him how he's doing before davening. And some take out the following Gemara from Rabbi Yoina Omer Bzeira, although we will see later another statement from him that would seem to be that this statement is, but it's the same halacha that we just mentioned. So we continue in the Gemara with another isser about doing something before davening. Omer Avidi Bar Oven Omer Av Yitzchok Ba'ar Shion. So Yitzchok Bar Ashin said that it's forbidden for a person to take care of his personal business before he davens. And he brings a pasuk shenemar, tzedek lefonav yahalach, that righteousness before him will proceed, v'yosim l'derech pa'omov, and will set on the way his footsteps. And that is that we see from the pasuk over here that the tefillah that he's being matzik himself to his creator, that comes first, and then vayosem pa'amav ledarchi chavetz, and then he'll go ahead and he'll go on the road. So we see from the pasuk that first you daven, first you're matzik your creator, and then you go ahead on the road. A different pshat in this pasuk, and it related to a different halacha. Vamar avide bar oven amar yitzchok bar ashi, and call him a spal v'achkach yitz ledarch, a similar type that if whoever davens first and then he goes out onto his road, Hakadosh Baruch Hu oisle chavetz, Hakadosh Baruch Hu does takes care of what he needs to do. Shenem etzedik lefon of yahalich. That if righteousness before him will proceed, then Hashem, by Yosem Derech Pa'am of this, the way he's interpreting is that Hashem will make his footsteps go on the way. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of whatever he needs. So from both halachas, we see that a person should first daven and then take care of his needs. Now the Gemara continues with a different theme, but from the same Omer B'yayin Omer B'zeiru, Kol Halon Shivas Yomim B'loi Chaloim Nikara, whoever sleeps for 7 days without a dream, he's called evil. And although people might think they don't, but there are dreams. Just many people don't recollect their dreams. But if the 7 days without a dream is considered evil, shenema v'saveya yolam, that he will rest sated, bal yipokidra, he won't be visited with evil. So that just says about the comforts that a person will have. But the Gemara Darshan said, al tikri saveya el sheva, don't read it sated, rather seven. Which the way the pasuk is being read now is that sheva yolam, bal yifka, that if for 7 nights he sleeps, and he's not visited from Shemayim with a dream, then he is Ra, then he's evil, because then they don't care about him. They're not sending messages. They're not communicating with him anymore. The Gemara gives a different pshat in the same pasuk we just brought down. Velon, whoever satiates himself with the words of Torah, and then he goes to sleep, he had a good seder, or he learned something, in mevas moisa besuris rois, they don't foretell him any evil tidings. If he'll go to sleep seder, bal yipokid rei, he won't be visited with evil. And now it's being read a little bit differently, but it's related to the fact that a person sated with Torah, that's the only thing that can satisfy a person, because the neshama can't be satiated with anything of the physical realm. So therefore then, bal yipokid rei, then he won't be visited with any evil things. Now the Gemara continues with what we learned in the Mishnah of Elohein Bein HaParakim. We learned that these are the different things that you could interrupt between the chapters when they end, between the first bracha of Berachas Kriyas Shema and the second, and we said between the second and Shema. We went through all the different chapters. And then we had Rabbi Yehuda that said that although between Hashem Lekeichem and Emes V'Yatzvah, Emes V'Munah are different brachas, and therefore you should be able to be mafsig between. He says, no, between Hashem Lekeichem and Emes, you can't interrupt. That is a place, although it's really been a parakim, you can't interrupt. And the Gemara says, Amr Bavo, Amr Biachan, Halacha Ke Bihuda, Dama Bein Lekeichem, Emes V'Yatzvah Le'Yapsik. The Halacha is like him, that you cannot interrupt, you can't respond to someone or inquire if it's between Hashem Lekeichem and Emes V'Yatzvah. Amr Bavo, Amr Biachan, my time to be here, what's the reason? Why not? Why is it any different than between any in between the chapters? Tekhsivat says, Napasik, and we continue on to Amid Beis, because there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perak Yud Pasuk Yud, that says, V'Hashem Elikim Emes. The pasuk puts the Hashem together with Emes, that Hashem, the God, is true, and that's why you can't interrupt between Hashem Elikim and Emes, because although they're really different chapters, but there's something unifying between Hashem being Emes, as we know the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, so therefore you can't interrupt over it. However, the Gemara does ask, Chayzev Oyim Emes, or Eina Chayzev Oyim Emes? Do you go back and repeat the word emes, or do you not go ahead and repeat the word emes? So Amr Bavo Amr Biyechnan, Chayzev Oyim Emes. You go ahead and you repeat the word emes. Rabba Amr Eina Chayzev Oyim Emes. You do not go back and repeat the word emes. And the Gemara brings a story related to this, that Ahu Denoches Kameh De Rabba, Shamei Rabba De Omar, Emes Trezim. That there was this person that went ahead, he was the Shlich Tzibah, and Rabbah heard that he was saying the word Emes two times. He said, Hashem Lekechem Emes, and he said Emes, because he wanted to say Hashem Lekechem Emes, and he wanted to say Emes the Yatziv, because that's a different chapter. He said it twice. So I'm a Rabbah called Emes Tavsilahai. He said it like in an interesting way. He said that this guy has a stream of the word Emes. He was seized by this stream. In other words, what are you doing? Repeating the word Emes. He held that you only have to say the word Emes one time, and that is our minig. We don't say Hashem Lekechem Emes and then Emes V'Yatziv. Say we start with V'Yatziv Menachem. Now the Gemara continues related to the third parasha of Kriyas Shema, which is the parasha of the Yomer. And the Gemara discusses what that chiyuv is regarding nighttime. And that is because we know that the third parasha is called Parasha Tzitzis, and we don't really have Tzitzis at night, but there is another element of Yitzis Mitzrayim, that there is a chiyuv at night. So the Gemara discusses this. Amar Rav Yosef, Kamam Al Yehosh Maitza, Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Amar. He says, how great is this learnt teaching that was taught when Rav Shmuel by Yehuda said that Amri b'Marava Arvis, that we say at Ma'ariv, during the Ma'ariv Tefillah, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'amarta alehem, we say the first few pesukim, and then we say Ani Hashem l'keichem emes, and then we say the last pasuk that I am Hashem, the true God. And that is what we're saying again by the Kriyas Shema of Ma'ariv, because we don't have to say the whole parasha of Tzitzis, because no mitzvah Tzitzis by night. But we begin it, and we end it, and we skip the whole thing, and we say the end of Ani Hashem l'keichem emes. And that was what we said, it's such a great teaching, because we don't have to say the whole parasha of Tzitzis, because it's nighttime. I said, what's so great about this teaching? Rav Kahana said, you shouldn't start. And that is, you don't have to start Vayemet Ma'ariv Bechlal. But Ve'im Hischel Gaiman, if you did start it, then you have to end it. So you're taking the raw end of both, because you don't have to say it. And if you do, you have to say the whole thing. If you're going to tell me that starting off Amarta Aleim is not considered the beginning yet, it's not enough of the main context. Correct. If you say only the words Dabel B'nei Yisrael, that's not considered the beginning. But saying the words already V'amarta Aleim is considered the beginning, and therefore you have to end it. So how can you go ahead and skip out the whole middle? So Amarav Papa Kesavi B'marava V'amarta Aleim Nami Lahavi Aschala Adama V'aslam Tzitzis is not true. In Eretz Yisrael they held, unlike the teaching we just brought down, that V'amarta Aleim is still not considered the beginning until you get more into the topic of V'aslam Tzitzis. And therefore, it's not a problem about saying the first pasuk and the last pasuk, because we don't need Parshat Tzitzis, and that's not considered as challah. However, la halacha, the Gemara says, I'm a baya. Hilkach anana schuli maschilinan. Therefore, we do start the Parshat B'yema, and that is the koma maschili b'marav, because in Eretz Yisrael they do start it. Because in Eretz Yisrael they hold that's not really considered the beginning to have to say the whole thing, and that's why they say it, so therefore we start. However, mekiven aschilinan migmana megamin, but since we do start it, so we say the whole thing. And that is the amarav kahana marav liaschil, because we hold like Rav Kahana that says you don't have to start it. But vim hischil gan, but if you started, you have to end. And from that pasuk that he says, v'matilem is considered aschila, therefore we have to say the whole thing. Now the Gemara continues with another din related to the third parasha of Krishma, which is the parasha of Ayomer, of the parasha of Tzitzis. Chiba Rav Omar, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. If you said the last words of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which is again, this is in the parasha of Tzitzis, then Tzarech Loimer Emes. In other words, when it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem, it means not just the last words. Rashi says it means if you said the whole parasha of Tzitzis, the parasha of Ayomer, then you have to say Emes, which Rashi says it means because of, it says in the pasuk about Hashem Elokim Emes, so therefore it's connected. So now you have to go ahead and say Emes V'yatzib. However, lo yomar ani Hashem Elokeichem, in the tzarech Emes, but if you didn't say the whole parasha of Vayomer, then you don't have to go ahead, and now you don't have to say ani Hashem Elokeichem, so therefore you don't have to say Emes, so you don't have to say Emes V'yatzib. Again, so that's the idea that they're interrelated. If you didn't say the third parasha of Kriya Shema, you don't have to say Emes V'yatzib or Emes V'emuna. So the Gemara asks, but you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is, we learned in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis that maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leilos. You have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at nighttime. And if you don't say Emes V'emuna, and you're not saying the Parsha of Tzitzis, so where are you mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim? So you're saying that at nighttime, you don't have to say Parsha B'yomer. And if you don't say B'yomer, so you're not saying Hashem L'keichem, and if you don't have to say the word Emes to connect it, Hashem L'keichem Emes to say Emes V'emuna. So you don't have to say either one. But if you're not saying either one, at least one or the other would have Yetzias Mitzrayim, but now without, you're not having anywhere the mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a chiv at night time. So the Gemara answers, you say a different nusach. The Amar Hachi, you say the following phrase. We say, thanks to Hashem that you took us out of Mitzrayim. Uftisanu redeemed us from the house of slaves. V'asistu lanu nisim gvoris alayam, that you made for us great miracles and strengths on the sea. And we said praise to you. And that is, it goes into the, we said praise to you, what? The following, Micha Moicha, Be'elim, Be'gaymer, Machuscha, Rabbanecha, Ad Gol Yisrael, until Gol Yisrael, and you say the Baruch HaVashkevenu, and then you go ahead to say Shema. But you don't have to say, again, we're talking about a regular Ma'ir Tefillah, but you don't have to say Be'yomer, and you don't have to say Emes V'emuna. You say this abridged version, which takes you straight into Micha Moicha. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah that said the said, what's the order of Shema? And he said that, and this is the kavan a person has to have when he says Kriya Shema, that the parasha of Shema is that you have the chiyuv to be mekabel to olmach shemayim, the yoke of heaven, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. Then v'hoi mishmoy goes, and you have to mekabel on yourself the yoke of mitzvahs, and then goes v'yomer, which is the parasha of tzitzis. So now the Gemara brings a different pshat in why we have that order in Kriya Shema. In truth, this is the right way that Shema should come before Vayimishmaya. And what's the reason? Because the parasha of Shema of Ahavta talks about the chiv to learn Torah, which says v'debarta bam. And then after you learn, the parasha of Vayimishmaya talks about the chiv to teach, as it says v'lamadetem oitzem es b'neichem. And that is because if you don't learn first, how are you going to teach? So that's why it's important to first have Shema, which tells you to learn. And then Vayim Shemayah, then to teach. And then Vayim Shemayah L'Vayim. It's also proper that Vayim Shemayah should come before the third parak of Vayim. Because Shazel Alamah, Bezel Asas. Because the parasha of Vayim Shemayah is teaching. And then the third parasha is to do. Because the parasha of Vayim only talks about doing. And therefore first you learn, then you teach, and then you do. So the Gemara asks on this, Halacha B'Shem Ben Yechai, Atu Shema L'Lamad Isbe L'Lamad V'Lasis Lesbe. You said that in Shema, it talks about learning. It doesn't have also to teach and to do. V'Shenantem Ukshartem Uchsaftem. It says that you should teach, that's from V'Shenantem, and V'Shenantem L'Vanech, you should teach your sons. And this talks about doing also. It says you should tie on your hands the tefillin, and you should write the mezuzahs on your doorposts. So how are you saying it only has learning? V'su, and moreover, V'hoyim Shemoya L'Lamad Hu De'Isbe V'Lasis Lesbe, and V'hoyim Shemoya only has to teach and not to do. V'Ksiv Ukshartem Uchsaftem. It says that you should tie and you should write, which is talks about the tefillin and the mezuzah, which is doing. So the Gemara says, rather, what we said was as follows. Bidinu shetakt mishema l'vahoy mishemaya, sheze lulmud v'lamud v'las, has all three. V'hoy mishemaya l'vayoy mishaze yesh b'lulamud v'lasais, because Avraham Shemaya only has two, and therefore it's after Shema, but it's before Vayomer because it has two. Vayomer Ein Bo Ela Lasis Bevad, whereas Vayomer only has one. But it's not that it doesn't have all of them, but Shema has all three. Avraham Shemaya has two, and Vayomer has one. That's why it's in that order. But now the Gemara asks, why did Reb Shimon ben Yochai need this reason of the order? It's enough the theory of Reb Shimon ben Karcha, which is from our Mishnah, that first is Ol Mach Shemaim, then Ol Mitzvahs. So Gemara answers true. Chodavoid Kama. He says one, and then there's another reason. And that is Chodav Kadesh Kabbalah Ol Mach Shemaim Tchilo Vachakach Kabbalah Ol Mitzvahs. That one is that first you should accept the yoke of heaven, and then that's in Shema, and then you're mekabel on yourself the yoke of the actual commandments, what to do, that's Vahim Shemaya. And then, as Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai added, V'oid Mishum de Isbe Hani Milim Achim Nosa, because it has these other things, which is that here it has Lumad the Lamad and Lasis, and there has only Lamad Lasis, and Vayomer has only Lasis. So now the Gemara goes back to this theme of our Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha said that first mekabel on yourself the Omach Shemayim, and then you mekabel the oil mitzvah. So the Gemara brings a story related to this, and that is Rav Moshe Yodei Bekar Kriyishma. Rav would wash his hands on Tehillas Yadayim, and then he would say Kriyishma. The Anach Tfilin and the Puran Tfilin, Betzali and Davin. And that is one time they saw him do the following thing, that he did that order, that he washed on Tehillas Yadayim, said Kriyishma, Puran Tfilin, and then he davened. So the Gemara asked, Behechi, Abed Hachi, how did he do this, that he said Kriyishma before putting on Tfilin? But Tanya will learn in the Brai says as follows. Someone is digging a grave. In those days, they used to have it in a cave. So now in the cave, there's like a certain dimensions that they had to carve out to bury the dead person in. So if someone's busy burying a dead person, Potter from Kriyishma and from davening and from putting a tefillin and from all the mitzvahs that are in the Torah, and that is because, as we know, Ha'isig b'mitzvah, Potter b'na mitzvah, and that is we learn now on Daf Yad Aleph, we learn that b'shevetecha b'veisecha, that it's only when you're doing your own things, but if you're Isig in a mitzvah, then you're Potter from Kriyishma and from all mitzvahs. So therefore, you don't have to because you're busy with the mitzvah of burying the dead. However, Higiyazman Kriyishma, if it reached the time of Kriyishma, Oylev Anoytel Yodov, Omanech Tvilin, he goes up out of the cave, he washes his hands, and he puts on Tvilin. The Kor Kriyishma Mispal, and he says Kriyishma, and he davens. So the Gemara asks, on the Brayis, Haguva Kasha, it's internal contradiction. Reisha Amar Pater, the Reisha says, you don't have to stop because you're busy with a mitzvah, but Sefer Chayav Sefer says, when it reaches the time of Kriyishma, then you have to go up, wash your hands, put on say Kriyishma, and daven. So the Gemara answers, Holai Kasha. They're talking about two different cases. Seifa betray v'reisha b'chad. The Seifa is talking about when there's two people. And what it's saying is that since there are two people, one person can stop while the other one's still digging. So he goes up and he's mekayim in the midst of Kriyishma and Tefillin and Tefillah. Then he goes back to work. And then his friend goes up and he puts on Tefillin and he says Kriyishma Mispal. But however, if there'd be only one person as the reisha, then you don't have to stop because of the covenant of the mess, because of the mitzvah that you're involved in. So that's what the Braisa says. However, the Gemara goes back now and asks, Mekamokim kash l'rav. However, we see from the Braisa the order that they said when you go up and you wash your hands, that they said first they said you put on tefillin and then you say Kriyishma. That's the proper order. So how could he have first said Kriyishma and then put on tefillin? So the Gemara says, Rav Kirei Bishubin Korcha Svile, which is the Omer Omach HaShemayim Tchil of Achkech El Mitzvahs. He said that the reason why we say Shema first and then Vahim Shemaya is first you Mekabel Omach HaShemayim and then the Yoke of Mitzvahs. So therefore, since putting on tefillin is the yoke of a mitzvah, that can't come before Kriyishma of the parasha of Shema, because first you have to mekabel and say, Hashem, you're the king, and after you're the king, then I go ahead and do your commandments. However, the Gemara asks, Eim Adam Reb Shubin ben Karcha lahakdim kriya lekriya. When did he say that first comes Ol Mach Shemaim, then Ol Mitzvahs? That was in regarding of saying things, of recital. That first you say Shema, which is mekabel Mach Shemaim, and then Vayim Shemaya, which is mekabel Ol Mitzvahs. Did you think that he said that first you should recite the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king before you do the things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded? That's not true. Hashem's mitzvahs you have to do right away. And regarding to recital, that you do first Shema, then Mishmai. So therefore, of course, tefillin have to come first, even according to Reb Shimon ben Karcha. It's only reciting the parashas of the mitzvahs that come second, but not the actual doing of the mitzvahs. And moreover, do you even think he really holds like Reb Shimon ben Karcha? Many times I was in front of Rav. He got up in the morning. He washed until his time. And he made birchas atayra, which means he was mekabel on himself the old Torah. And then he learned for us the Mishnah. So what do you see? Is that first he went to learn Torah, which is the mitzvah, before be mekabel on Mach Shemayim. Because it says, and then umanach tefillin, then he put on tefillin, v'hadakar kriyishma, and then he said kriyishma. So how could you even try to answer to say that the reason why he first said Shema and then put on tefillin was because he holds it b'shul mekarcha, which first comes amal shemaim, then all mitzvahs. However, many times we see that he didn't do that. That first he did the mitzvahs, for example, of learning Torah, and then he went ahead and said Krishma, which is amal shemaim, second. And then the Gemara says, V'chitema b'dolei mot is man kriyishma. And if you're going to say that it's not true, that really holds your b'shul mekarcha. And the reason why he didn't say kriyishma then when he would learn was because it wasn't z'man kriyishma, yet he woke up, let's say, middle of the night, and came maya sadate. So then what was the edus, what was the testimony that he said that many times I was in front of him, this is what he did, if not to say that you could do a mitzvah before mimekabel amach shamayim. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Lav dafka, maybe you could say that it was before this man of kriyishma, and really Rav holds like your b'shul ben karcha. And so why did he first learn and then say Krishma? Because it was before this man of Krishma. So then what was the statement saying? What was the chiddush of the halacha? That was for some other halacha. He said over this statement to say that this is what he did, because you would think that for Mishnayis, we have a machlokes in the Gemara that do you have to say Birchas HaTorah Mishnayis or not? So therefore to exclude from that man to Amar that you don't have to make Kamash Malan to Afla Mishnah Namitzarach Lavarach. And therefore it was before this man of Kriyishma, but he was trying to tell you that even for Mishnayis you have to make Birchas HaTorah. So he could hold like a Bishur Makarcha. However, the question, Mikamokam Kash Rav, the question is still there, that why did he first say Kriyishma before Tefillin? If we see in the Brisa that first come Tefillin, and then come Krishma. And even Rabbi Shubha Karcha would agree that first you put on tefillin and then say Krishma. It's only regarding recital that you say the Malchus Shemaim before Oil Mitzvahs. But regarding doing, for sure comes tefillin and then Krishma. So how is it possible that one time we saw that Rav first said Krishma and then put on tefillin? And the Gemara says that was for a technical reason. Shluch Huda Avis is that the messenger, he messed up. And that is, he came late bringing the tefillin that was supposed to come. And there was already Zman Krishma, and he had to say it, not to miss this man. So therefore, first he said Krishma, when the shliach came with the tefillin, then he put it on. But of course, even Rav agrees that the proper order is that first the person should first put on tefillin, and then he says Krishma. And related to this, the Gemara says, why is it so important, first tefillin, then Krishma? Amar ula kolakur Krishma b'le tefillin, because someone that says Krishma without putting on tefillin, kilo made edus shek abatzma. It's as if he's saying false testimony about himself. And that is because Krishma is the tefillin is saying that you're, so to speak, a slave, and you're being mekabel the oil before you're actually doing it. You're saying it's almost improperly dressed for the fear. Not only that, kilo hikrav oila b'loy mincha v'zevach b'loy nesachim. It's as if he brought a carbon oil without the mincha that comes with it, and as if he brought a carbon without the nesachim, without the libations that are poured together with the carbon. Because we know the pasuk says that you have to bring it together with it, as it says in Bamidbar Chavches, Asir Sa'efer, and therefore so does someone that says Krishma without being mekayimet, he doesn't end the mitzvah. That's what the idea they're trying to bring out, and therefore you have to have tefillin when you're putting on Krishma. Of course, as however, what we see from the story of Rav, that if a person is going to miss him on Krishma, he should first say Krishma and then put on tefillin when he gets it. Now the Gemara continues on this theme. If someone wants to be accept upon himself a total, complete yoke of heaven, so then we continue to the top of Daf Tezvav, and so what should he do? So first, Yifne, he should go ahead and relieve himself. V'yitol yadav, and then he should wash his hands until he dies. V'yanich tefillin, and he should put on tefillin. V'yikra krishma v'yispal, and then he should say krishma, and then daven. V'zuhi malchus shamayim shleim, and this is a complete malchus shamayim if you do it in this proper order. And that's similar to the idea we said before, that first come tefillin, and then come krishma. Amar b'chir b'rabba, amar b'yichanon, kol nifne v'nitol yadav, u'manich tefillin, v'kar krishma v'yispal. Whoever does this order, as we just mentioned, ma'ala lav akasav ki labonam mizbeach, v'hikra lav karmin, as if he built a mizbeach, and he brought on it a carbon. The chesiva that says in the pasuk, "Erchatz b'nekoyin kape," I will wash with cleanliness my hands. Va'aseivu es mizbechach Hashem, and I will circle your mizbech Hashem. So we see that washing the hands is as if circling the mizbech. That we see this idea that it's considered like you brought a carbon on the mizbech. So amalei rava leisavala marakilo tavel. Wouldn't you agree that it's not only that it's as if you brought a carbon on the mizbech, but it's as if that you immersed in the mikveh. And how do I know that? The chesiv, as it says in the pasuk, "Erchatz b'nekoyin, I will wash with cleanliness." V'loy kosav architz kapi. Doesn't say that I will wash my hands. And that is, architz b'nekoyin is mashma that I wash my whole body. It doesn't say architz kapi. And the reason is coming to tell you a drasha to say that it's as if you get the reward as if you the whole body. So the Gemara says, a story. Amale Ravina L'Rava, Chazim Mar Haytuvim Rabbanon, the Asim Mar Rava says, look at this Talmud Chacham who came from Eretz Yisrael. V'amar Misha in Le Mayim Lirchatz Yadav. He says that someone that doesn't have water to wash his hands until he dies, Mekaneich Yadav Be'Ofer, he could wipe his hands in the earth, Ubitzroer in pebbles, Ubekismus and in wood chips. What's going on over here? Where does he get this? To say this, that you don't need to wash your hands until it's done with water, and you can wipe your hands in anything that, so to speak, cleans it. So Amalei Shapar comes and says, no, he's correct in that halacha. Miksiv erchatz b'mayim, does it say that I wash my hands with water? B'nikoyinksiv, I wash my hands with cleanliness, and that is kol midi demaki, anything that can clean it, and therefore could be even in wood chips or with pebbles. And he says, the Harav Chizda liyed aman demahadar maya b'idin slusa. And Rav Chizda Taka would get upset. He would curse someone that would try to go after water when it would be the time of davening. And that is because you don't need water. You could go ahead and wipe your hands in even wood chips. However, the Gemara qualifies this and says, v'hanimilu kriyishma. That's only if it's by this man of kriyishma, which has a set time, and maybe it's going to be missing it. But which really has a larger time and possibly even the whole day a person could daven, so then you would have to go after water. However, the Gemara says that even by tefillah, v'ad kama, how far would you have to go for the water? Ad parasa, that's a bit of a parasa, which is around 3 miles. But that's only if it's in front of the person in the direction that he's heading. But behind him, from where he came, then even a mill, which is around 4,000 feet, he wouldn't have to go back. Even for tefillah, which you have to go after water, would not mandate more than 4,000 feet behind. However, the Gemara is medayik umina. From there we see that but less than the mill, that even if you have midi demanki, if less than that, you would have to go back for mayim, but more than that, you go ahead and you wipe your hand, even the wood chips, and you wouldn't have to go ahead for more than that. But for krishma, bechlal, if you're going to miss my krishma, don't go after it. Go ahead and just wipe your hands and say krishma.